All right, here we are, last break of the day. We had a good day on this Wednesday.
Birthday,
it
girl.
It was fun.
Yes.
Did
of course
you figure
we
had
it out,
a good
nephew.
Day? Yeah, it was fun. Did you figure it out yet, nephew?
I think you was probably named after Shirley Temple. Was you named after Shirley Temple?
Oh, my gosh.
No young people know who that is, I'm saying right now. Okay. But I'm just asking.
Okay, you can put me all the way back there. Okay, all right.
When Mahalia sung.
Was I in the audience?
Yes.
I'm going to kill you, okay, on my birthday.
Because you helping him write the joke now.
I know. On my birthday, I'm going to get him.
Oh, good. So you're going to have cake and ice cream and what?
Cake and ice cream, gifts. Gifts are coming. Uh-huh.
That's really nice.
All I want. That's really all I want. That's all I want.
I ain't mad at that.
Yeah. Yeah, my best friend Debbie is still here hanging out with me.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So do your friends stay too long when they come? You be having them over too long. They be there for weeks. That's a long time.
I love company. You know I love company. I love company. It doesn't bother me in the least.
But they stay the whole summer, though. They be there the whole summer.
And if I go to Chicago, I'll be there for the entire summer.
That's like an adult camp.
Why do you care who's at my house?
I'm saying it's just a lot.
Yeah, everybody doesn't get to stay that long, but yeah,
certain people you like.
Yeah,
you like
people.
Hanging out with.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome.
Steve, get your nephew. I'm so sick of him.
No, I'm going to let him go ahead. You know, you always let him do whatever he want to do anyway without getting cussed out. I say any of this. So, no, I'm going to just let him have his way.
Because, Steve, you're smart. You have sense, you know.
No.
You have sense enough.
No. Sure,
there was a TV black or white.
You want to narrow this down?
I understand. Okay. What color was the Waltons?
The who?
The Waltons.
The Waltons?
Waltons.
I never watched that show.
Who the hell is the Waltons?
Really
John Boy. Good night, John Boy.
Well, let me ask you this, Shirley.
I'm from Chicago, yes.
Whose house was you at when Neil Armstrong was walking on the moon?
Now you in it, Steve.
My
now
mother.
You
I lived with my mom. Mm. Guys,
girl, they play too much.
I know.
I got
it's okay. It's my birthday. Can't make me mad. Can't make
Go
me
ahead,
mad.
Steve.
Ha, ha.
Was Woodstock fun?
So you went to Woodstock?
No, I did not. Thank you very much.
Ooh,
okay. Okay.
Wrong for this.
Okay. Okay.
I have to take a line from my mom. Someone told when it was her birthday one day. They said, "Wow, Helen, you're that old." She said, "Yep, but I'm still cute though. I'm still cute though." My mom said that, and she
it.
Was.
I love it. I
anyway,
love it.
So
did they try to draft you?
Who?
The government.
For the service. For the war. For the war. Did you go to the war?
Now that's funny. No, Tommy. They did not.
Steve, okay. I know you're not finished.
Mm-hmm. Come on. I know you got some. Come on.
Well, I'll just, you know.
You all can't make me mad on my birthday. Go ahead.
Okay, well.
That's what friends are for. You guys can say it.
Did you always just drink out the colored water fountain?
Oh, God.
Okay. I can't top that one.
Oh, I'm Jim
the
Crow.
I can't top that one.
That is so crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But thank you all for acknowledging my birthday. I appreciate it. I love you guys. You know I do. Thank you all very, very much. I'm going to get full off cake today. That's probably all I'm going to eat all day. And I'll be sick, but I'm going to eat cake all day.
They got Bluebell where you are?
Yeah.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Plenty of it.
She ain't know Mars. George.
But you know, they don't have it. Like, they didn't have it in LA. We didn't grow up with it in Chicago. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they don't. I think, don't they only have it in the South? Is that correct?
Might be.
Yeah.
Me and Carla can drive to the factory.
Oh, really? Little? Can you? Oh, wow.
Creamery in Brenham.
In Brenham.
Wow. That's Brenham, exciting. Texas. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but Shirley, but you used to make your own ice cream, huh, Shirley?
No, but my mom did and my grandmother, they did. You know I don't cook. I don't cook.
Oh, gosh, Shirley.
Shirley, was you a midwife?
What they got to do?
It's ass.
See, this is what happens when you have friends who are comedians.
Come on, Steve. I hear you.
No, it's just 30 seconds. I don't want to say nothing, you know.
It's her birthday. Let's end on a high note, right, Steve?
Yeah, let's end on a high note. Shirley, you have been one of the greatest things that's happened to me in my entire radio career. And if it had not been for you, this career would not have lasted this long. As a matter of fact, it would have ended in year one. I thank you for being a stabilizing force and a true and a genuine friend over these years. And I'm finally glad you found somebody that put up with you, even though you can't cook. In Jesus' name, amen.
Was that a prayer?
Yeah, that's a prayer. That wasn't a... Hey, y'all have a good one. Happy birthday, Shirley. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.